Oh, say, Sam Bassett, can I help you?
Hi, Nafel. It's Nidhi Medina. How are you?
I'm doing good, Miha. How are you?
I'm good. I'm better now. I was down for 2 weeks. I got COVID.
Well, I was too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I was too. Matter of fact, I just got my last report from the doctor yesterday. Just talking to you, I think I was talking to you the last time I talked to you. Actually, that day I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't feeling good at all.
Oh no!
I wasn't sure what it was. Yeah, I wasn't. You know, I was actually at a job site and I wasn't feeling good. Yeah, I was feeling actually really, really bad. But I thought it was more the devil just attacking me because the man that I was doing the job for was real sick and I wanted to pray over him. And I had already prayed over him once. And I said, no, I'm not doing this. He's not going to interfere with this. I'm going to pray with him again. And I just got real sick the next couple of nights. So I said, man, I'm going to go to the hospital. I just waited. And then I saw my doctor the next morning. He says, no. Actually, you got diverticulitis. He goes, we just need to deal with
that right now.
So anyway, they put me on medication for 2 weeks. And got real sick the next 3 days. But after that, I got well. I got well real quick.
That's good. Praise God.
I went to the doctor yesterday. They did an MRI yesterday. Double checked. Good. So I feel great now. Praise God. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I mean, my husband and I, the funny thing is, you know, I was just feeling kind of body aches, you know, and not feeling too good. And then I'm like, you know, I'm going to take a COVID test because we have the rapid test at home. And I took it and I said, oh man, I sent it to my cousin, a picture of it. And she's like, you got COVID. So my husband, he does dialysis, and I kind of stood in the room the whole time. I had the fever. I had the chills, and I just isolated from him. He tested negative, but on my fifth day, Nivelle, he ended up getting sick. He didn't get it as bad as me, but with him, because he does dialysis, and he's considered what they call immune, he's more of a higher risk, right? And
deficiency, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I was more worried about him, but he didn't get the symptoms as bad as me. I'll tell you, my husband got it in the very beginning when COVID first broke out, when you know a lot of people were dying, and he was doing chemo then. And I tell you, I tell him, God's got a bigger plan for you, buddy, because my husband has survived colon, kidney cancer, COVID twice now. He's now on dialysis. He's survived, you know, there was a time he was in the hospital for a week with blood transfusion. So I tell him, God's got a bigger plan for you, right? He's not done with you yet, buddy.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
But yeah,
right.
You know, I had called that last time when we talked, I did call your secretary, had actually told me that you weren't available. So I know it's been, you know, you've been busy and stuff. So I just wanted to kindly check in, see if you've had the opportunity to have her look over at what you guys are currently doing and just follow up with you, you know?
Yeah, you know, I'd gotten real, you know, I had just talked to you and, you know, I didn't tell you, but the job that I was doing that day, that same day that I was talking to you, and actually, when I went to look at the job in Georgetown,
Uh-huh.
Nice guy, you know, he's very successful, you know, very beautiful multi-million-dollar house. And I had asked him, you know, how's your golf game? He says, well, I'm not playing golf anymore because I have terminal cancer. And I said, oh, okay. And then And then the Holy Spirit just said, you know, Nivelle, pray for this man. And,
said,
you know, would you mind if I prayed for you? He goes, no, not at all. So I prayed with him. Well, then we got the job and I went back and, you know, and everything went well, and I just felt a real strong presence, you know, to take him inside his house and just play with him. And you know me, huh? It was, and then I started getting sick. When I got that thought, I started getting real sick. And, I mean, I was getting real sharp pains. I thought, man, you know, what is this? And, you know, I never get sick, praise God, you know. And
right.
So, anyway, I said, this is not going to stop me. And it didn't. So I went in there and I said, you know, James, the Holy Spirit just really tells me to come in here, lay hands on you, and pray in the center of your home. We're just going to pray for healing, for peace, and, you know, and joy in your heart, joy in your life. He goes, really, you'll do that for me? I said, I'm not doing it. I said, God's doing it for you. He wants you to know.
Exactly.
His hands, you know.
Exactly.
So we started praying, and, you know, it was just amazing. And
that's awesome.
And then I left, and I got, then you called, and I was, man, I was hurting real bad.
Oh.
And then, you know, I called my sister. I said, Yolanda, I'm not feeling good. She, what's wrong? I said, I don't know, but I'm getting some real bad pains. I mean, sharp.
Uh-huh.
From the front side of my body to the back. It may be, I don't think it's a kidney stone. It feels more like maybe a gallbladder or gallstone. I said, it happened. When I
yeah.
This morning, 3 hours later, I got the pain. And then I drank something earlier, and then I started getting, so I don't know. See, we're just monitoring, just take some pain pills. I said, well, I don't have any pain pills. You know, I don't do medicine. And she goes, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, the next day, I got sick again right after I ate. And then the third day, I ate real light. And the next 2 days, I ate real light. And then finally,
uh-huh.
He came, and I went and saw the doctor. And then he said, no, I know exactly what it is. And he told me, so he gave me some medication, and that's what got me sick for 3 days. But after that, I got well, praise God, and I feel good. But I've been out.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
well, thank God you're feeling better.
Well, yeah, I am. I'm just not pulling in. I talked to Kelly about it. She told me you were uh-huh. wrong. But like I said, she's been out. And then they wanted to run some tests on me just to make sure everything was good.
Okay.
So I went and had an MRI done yesterday, and that took all day. So
yeah. I was going to say, why don't I check back in with you the next week? Would that be better?
See, today's Wednesday. Tuesday next week would be good.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll check back in with you next Tuesday, okay? And then we can go from there.
The other people were using and what uh-huh. they're supposed to be doing and what they're charging us. So she's already done all that.
Okay.
I'm running so far behind on work. Let me get
yeah, no. Of course.
And we'll definitely get with you.
Yeah, let's at least, I'll touch base with you next Tuesday, okay?
And
then we'll go from there.
Jesus, you know, we're just going to lift Amen. Up our faith. We're just going to lift up all our hope and all our faith on your family and especially your husband.
Thank you. I appreciate
God
that.
He is God, and God will, you know, keep him
Absolutely.
In his hand. And keep him protected, okay?
And absolutely.
In Jesus' name.
And I'll keep
okay?
you in my prayers as well. Okay, Neville, have
right,
a good
Neville.
Rest of your
Take
day,
care.
Okay? We'll talk next
Thank
week.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.